Welcome back to Courage to Shine with Michelle Colt. Our inner peace is what creates security and a feeling of safety. This is why it is so incredibly helpful to have go-to techniques for regulating your nervous system and feeling safe. Now, a fantastic way you can play with your neuroplasticity and neural netting is to do the butterfly hug while you say out loud to yourself, "It is safe to speak my truth." Again, the butterfly hug is that hug that you can do by crossing your wrists over each other and resting your hands right on your chest area. You tap one hand and then the other hand, and then one hand and the other hand. This is a neat technique that I get a lot of positive feedback about from my clients. So again, you're doing the tapping, one hand and then the other hand, while you're either saying out loud or to yourself, "It is safe to speak my truth." And over time, you will feel safe speaking your truth. Again, our internal peace is what creates our security and a feeling of safety. So whatever you can do that brings you into that place of internal peace is going to be very, very helpful. For some people, that's breathing techniques. My favorite breathing technique is to double my exhalation. So if I breathe in for 4, I would breathe out for 8. I was also thinking about how much we are affected by what we eat and drink and the people we spend time with, especially the ones we spend a lot of time with. I know for myself and many of my clients, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, oftentimes I'll have this thought to eat something that will cause brain fog, and it will be a way to not feel my feelings. And of course, this just exasperates the whole situation. Our mind and the ego likes to shame us, and then we go into a place where we experience self-judgment and criticism. Now, my clients that have learned my new blueprint and I are finding that when we have that impulse to eat or drink something that's not in our best interest, when that comes up, it's actually a great time to use my new blueprint. And ultimately, we are way better off being alone and doing something that we enjoy than spending time with people that drain our energy and aren't able to see us, to hear us, to understand us, and ultimately love us. I had this incredible realization when I was on a hike with my hubby last week. I was thinking about this situation that happened about 8 years ago, where I had sent a colleague of mine and somebody who had become a very good friend an email. It was actually quite warm and loving as far as an email can go. But because this gentleman has so much shame, he stopped speaking to me. And I realized at the time that he had dealt with a really difficult childhood, definitely with somebody who has the mother wound operating and some real intense inherited trauma as well. But it wasn't until my hike last week that I realized that he read the email through the lens of shame. So, I was excited to mention it in the podcast episode this week because a lot of times when people treat you badly, it's because they're in some kind of shame loop. Now, one of the most tricky things about shame is that many, many people aren't even aware that they deal with shame. That's one of the things that makes it so incredibly tricky. So they have a shame response, and they can slime us, is a fun way of saying it, with their shame. That's why it's so incredibly important to remember that the way other people treat us really has nothing to do with us. It's a result of their own internal stories, the way they view themselves, and the way they view the world. And shame is intense on a lot of levels. I've spoken about it in past episodes. The big difference between guilt and shame is that when we feel guilty, we feel bad about something we did. When shame is operating, we literally feel like we don't deserve to exist. So there's no self-worth, no self-love. So it's a really interesting thing to keep in mind when someone says or does something really crappy towards us or to us. There's a good chance that the shame in them has been triggered. And one of the reasons why shame exists so much in individuals and people is because basically so many people did not feel heard, seen, loved, and understood by their caregivers. And as I've said many times, when shenanigans go on in our childhoods, we don't blame the people who are doing the shenanigans. We blame ourselves, because when we're young, the most important thing is for us to have a sense of belonging. So incredibly interesting. Now, I have always been fortunate to hear from clients about how much my information, and most importantly, my processes, have helped them in their daily lives. I oftentimes receive texts, emails, phone calls. That being said, I have never received as much feedback about a process as I have about my new blueprint. Daily, I am teaching it to clients in private sessions, and they are blown away by how so many different situations in their lives can be used. They can use the blueprint. There's so many opportunities for chaos to come up in our day-to-day lives, and my clients that have it now are just absolutely loving it. And what's really fascinating about my new blueprint is that it's deeply, deeply healing things on a core level, and at the same time, whenever we are dealing with any form of chaos or emotional flooding, it's really helpful in getting us to a place where we feel grounded and present, and we're able to step out of whatever the trigger is. So, I am leaving for New York next week on May 1st, and I will be seeing clients in New York City for in-person sessions from May 1st through May 10th. My Sacred Sisterhood workshops there will be on May 4th, and then on May 5th, again, it's not 2 days, it's the 4th or the 5th, which is a Saturday or a Sunday, and it is from 12 to 4. My next Sacred Sisterhood in Los Angeles is going to be on June 23rd. I have people signing up already for that one. And I'm starting to get busier and busier with private sessions because of the new blueprint. So if you would like to register for my upcoming Sacred Sisterhood workshops or working with me privately, you can go ahead and email me at michelle@michellecolt.com. If you can follow, rate, and review my podcast, it would be so appreciated. It would be nice to get some new reviews. If it's been a year or so since you reviewed my podcast, a new updated review would be greatly appreciated. And please share this episode with anyone you feel that would benefit from it. To get my beautiful ebook or to purchase one of my previous online workshops, you can go to my website, www.michellecolt.com. Until next time.